Incantata, the stage adaptation of Paul Muldoon's poem of the same name, was one of the hits of the 2018 Galway International Arts Festival. Actor Stanley Townsend plays an artist grieving for a former lover who has just died. The artist is attempting to make a work of art. Incantata opens this week at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin, and Stanley Townsend is here to tell me more. It really is, in its initial poetry form or poem form, Stanley, it's a poem of grief. It's a man trying to deal with grief.
Yeah, through making a piece of art. I mean, that's the thing. He's striving to make a piece of art, and through that he's examining what it is, how we make a piece of art. And he's trying to do it through making prints, which was her medium, Mary Farrell Powers, the artist that he's grieving for.
Yeah, Mary Farrell Powers was a significant other at one time in Paul Muldoon's life.
Absolutely, they were a couple.
Yeah, the temptation is to think that you're being Paul Muldoon doing this, making potato prints or whatever prints that you're making on stage, because I remember seeing it in the Galway in the Arts Festival a year and a bit ago. That's the temptation, but that's not necessarily a good way to think of it, is it?
Well, you know, Paul wrote the poem and Paul had the relationship with Mary, and so a lot of it is Paul, but I can't play Paul Muldoon. I have to play, so we've called him the artist.
Yeah.
And this is the man that's grieving for this great artist, Mary Farrell Powers, a printmaker, and he starts out by trying to make silly, kind of, well, maybe not silly, but beautiful potato prints. Mm. Very simple prints. And actually, coincidentally, there's an exhibition of Mary Farrell Powers' prints on in Emma at the moment. So we have a great confluence in the city of her art in Emma and Paul's poem in the Gate Theatre.
And, you know, again, the Paul Muldoon side of things, you're not doing your kind of Armagh accent for this one, although the language itself kind of lends to a South Ulster, there's a South Ulster feel to it.
There is, yeah. There's no question about that. There's smatterings of that through it. There's actually smatterings of Ulster through me, because I'm married to a beautiful Ulster woman, so I spent a lot of time up there. So, you know, inevitably, as an actor, you kind of osmose into the accent that you lived with.
Yeah, or the Charlton is your
yes,
wife.
Indeed.
Thinking about the pressures, Stan, of working on a one-man show, and this is a one-man show that was there, let's say, a year and a bit ago, mm-hmm. and now you're revisiting.
That's right.
Very different from some of the stuff you've been doing in between times, for
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
One of the big things you were involved in was All About Eve, a West End production. Ivo van Hove was the director. A name a lot of people will recognise, but even more people will recognise Gillian Anderson, The X-Files, and Lily James, Downton Abbey, she's probably in the movie coming up.
Driver as well. She's got lots of big, big movies as well.
West End shows like that, big ensembles like that, very different from a one-man show by yourself.
It's kind of the opposite, really. Maybe an antidote, if you need an antidote, I don't know. But it's a big commercial machine, a West End production. It's a social art, it's a big company of people. So you're working with a big group of people. There's a fantastic team on Incantata, a great creative design team and a brilliant director, Sam Yates. So, you know, and they come into rehearsals. But when you look around, there's only you on the stage. And when you get the costume, there's only you getting the costume. When you do the dress rehearsal, there's only you in the dressing room. So it is kind of solitary in that pursuit. And when you're doing the publicity for it, it's only you doing the publicity as an actor. So I've found myself filled with admiration for Lily James and Gillian Anderson, because they did such great publicity for our show, and they worked so hard at it, and I really, really admire them for it.
And it's not just the publicity, let's face it. It's also that, to a certain extent, even though you were playing a very important character in that production of All About Eve, the Addison DeWitt, who's the theatre critic character.
Yeah, fantastic character.
Kind of evil, nasty type of guy. I suppose the Lily Jameses and the Gillian Andersons in a big West End production like that, a lot of the business side of it is kind of dependent on them. That must put huge pressure on them. Did they ever speak about that type of thing to you?
Not really. They just got on with it. Mm. And for that, I really admire them, and I'm very grateful to them both. But it takes so much energy and time. I mean, they manage all their kind of Twitter accounts, all their online presence. They're very, very conscious of it. Mm. And you see them working at that during the day and then rehearsing, and then they go back and they'll work at it. So It's a constant kind of preoccupation and occupation.
Yeah, and I mean, Eva Van Hove, a very big director. I'm wondering what it's like going into a rehearsal room on the first morning and, you know, yes, you work with Gillian Anderson, you work with Lily James, they become colleagues. Mm-hmm. But on the first morning, they're not. You're like the rest of us. You've seen them on the telly, you've seen them on the big screen. Is there a kind of a, you know, can you be slightly in awe when you walk into that rehearsal room for the first day?
Absolutely. I call it the rabbit in the footlights moment. And you're in this big circle of people standing around. Everyone's come to the read-through, all the design teams. There's maybe 60 people in the room. And the tradition is you go around and everyone says their name and what they're doing. And I happen to be standing beside Ivo Van Hove, and I'm playing Addison DeWitt. So when it comes to me, I'm supposed to say, my name is Stanley Townsend and I'm playing Addison DeWitt, and then turn to Ivo Van Hove, who's next to go. In my nervous anticipation, when it came to my return, my turn, I said, hello, my name is Stanley Townsend, I'm playing Ivo Van Hove, and turned to Ivo Van Hove, who just whacked me on the shoulder and said, oh, you are so naughty.
And you weren't even planning to be naughty.
Absolutely not, because Addison DeWitt is a very acerbic Svengali type character, so he thought I was being witty and acerbic myself.
You were just being nervous.
I was just being nervous.
But going back, you know, to a much earlier time, because you're well established now in terms of, certainly in terms of theatre in London, you've a very strong career there. You were one of the founder members of Rough Magic back in the mid-1980s. You moved then to London, I think in the early 90s, kind of the mid-90s, somewhere around then. That's and right. Quite early on, I think one of the productions, in fact, that brought you there was a production of Plough and the Stars. That's Sam right. Mendes, before there was any American Beauty, before there was any Revolutionary Road, before there was any of those things, Sam Mendes, young Sam Mendes, directing with Judi Dench in the cast. Now, a young actor as you were then, or a younger actor as you were then, to go into a room with Judi Dench there, that must have been very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, she was wonderful, though. She's so, so welcoming, and after about 5 minutes, you're just in. We call her the dude. She used to do the dude Dench. She used to do the Daily Telegraph crossword. So myself and Anna McLean decided we'd take her on. So we started getting the Telegraph and doing the crossword, the cryptic, to try and get it done before her. She'd come into the dressing room and she'd just fling it down and say, there you go, boys. And we never, ever got it done before she did. She used to carry a big bunch of keys, almost like the porter from Macbeth, huge thing. And I looked at it one day and I said to her, dude, what's all the keys? What's the story? And she said, these two are from my house. The rest is if anyone tries to mug me, I can hit them with it. It's a legal weapon. So there's steel in the dude.
What about the dude, though, on stage and acting opposite her? You know, what do you get from an actor like that? Can you see the star quality? Can you see the reason that the publicity, the production, in terms of the business side of things, might rest on the shoulders of these people in terms of their artistic endeavour?
Yeah, well, with Judy, she's just so alive in the moment, completely mercurial, but at the same time, deeply disciplined, fantastically alive and in the moment and connected with the language. So yeah, definitely with her. And also when I was working with Lily James, occasionally she'd just stop and look at me and I'd look at her. And then we go on, and it might be slightly different. When you do that arrest and you look, suddenly it's Lily and Stan looking at each other. And then you go on and it's back to Addison and Eve.
I think it was Helen Mirren, wasn't it, that you were working with in the National? This is when you were, I suppose, you were reasonably established in London at this point, kind of the early noughties, I think it was, a production of Phaedra, Racine's Phaedra. There was something beautiful about, I've heard you talking about how it was one of the first NT Lives. These are the National Theatre Live, the broadcasts that go out to cinemas all around the United Kingdom and indeed many parts of Ireland as well. You were in one of the first of those broadcasts. How big a deal was that, and what difference does it make when you're on stage?
It was a huge deal. It was Nicholas Heitner directed it. We played husband and wife. I played Helen Mirren's husband, darling. And Dominic Cooper was my son and her stepson. Nicholas Heitner directed it. He directed a lot of live broadcast operas, so he brought it to the National Theatre and we broadcast live with a live audience in the house and maybe 8 or 9 moving cameras. It was terrifying for us. We were the first, we were the guinea pigs. And our attention really was between our stage craft and our camera craft. And we were wondering, we had 2 days of camera rehearsals. We were wondering how to resolve this tension, and we decided to go for the truth. Just play the truth in the moment. Play the house and play the truth, and the camera then will capture it.
Let the camera people worry about what the camera's
doing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sound capture was very exercising for them, because sound gives power in the theatre and it does a different thing on camera. But we were very lucky, because the following week we went to Epidaurus, which is an amphitheatre on the Peloponnese Peninsula, and we played to 15,000 people.
There's a sitting dais in front of you.
Yeah, there's a dais in the middle of the sandy stage, and if you stand on that dais and strike a match, 15,000 people can hear the match being struck. So we moved from the most modern form of theatrical broadcast, NT Live in the National Theatre, to the most ancient form of theatrical broadcast in the Epidaurus in the Peloponnese.
And that balance, I suppose, that was a case of balancing this big broadcast going out to cinemas and being in the theatre as well. But that balance on a broader level between theatre and screen in your career in general, I mean, people recently may have seen you in Resistance, that went out, you played the American kind of...
Yeah, the senator coming over to finance the...
The revolution at the time, or the rising at the time. You were also in Quirk a couple of years back.
That's
I mean, there were other things.
Inspector Hackett, fantastic.
Yeah, the John Banville, Benjamin Black books. But, you know, in terms of British television, constantly you'll turn on, you'll see you there in some cameo role or smaller role. Sherlock was there, Call the Midwife was there, programmes of that calibre. Is it important to keep the screen and theatre stuff going, and can you choose that?
Well, I think essentially as a player, you're reactionary. The only choice you have is to whether to say yes or no. And, you know, television and film pays much, much better than the theatre. So to make a living, I think you've got to prioritise it. But I started in the theatre and love the theatre. But as I've worked more and more in film and television, it's a different discipline, a different way of working. I've grown to really love it and enjoy it. So yes, when you've done one, you want to do the other. When you've done the other, you want to go back to the part for the first.
Haven't you just completed, in fact, I don't know if it's out on Netflix yet or whether it's going to go out on Netflix, the Sacha Baron Cohen project. Can you tell us much about that?
I played a Syrian general to, can't remember the character's name, but Sasha was playing maybe the most successful Jewish spy.
And this is him in serious mode.
He's playing completely straight. I ended up in a hot tub with Sacha Baron Cohen, and he was magnificent, really. And I was a Syrian general, and he was playing a Jewish spy. I, of course, didn't know he was an Israeli. We played lots of scenes together and had a great time in Budapest and Morocco.
And I think that's going to be on Netflix later this year.
Yeah, I've just been invited to LA to the opening, but unfortunately I can't go because I'm on stage.
It's in the Gate Theatre. It's a good excuse. The connection, just one final connection I think that's worth pointing out, is Sam Yates, the director here. In fact, you had worked with him on a production of Glengarry Glen Ross with Christian Slater.
Yes.
In the very important role within that. David
Shelley Macho. Devine.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of work with Christian Slater. We had a lot of fun together. Sam Yates cast me as Shelley Levine. Thank you, Sam. Mm. And on the back of that, he offered me Incantata. But yeah, I had a wonderful time with Christian. We had this thing where Shelley was telling a big, long story to Christian's character. And he said, I had to eat her crumb cake. And Christian's line was, you had to eat her crumb cake. And Christian did it in such a way, and he just gave me the eyebrows. You had to eat her crumb cake. And the house just erupted. I suppose there may have been a double entendre there. I don't know. I don't know if Mamet intended it, but... And then
Christian Slater intended it.
He sure did. He wouldn't come in with the next line because he just kept looking at me and nodding, and the house just kept laughing and laughing and laughing. And Christian would just surf that laughter until they died away, and then he'd come in with the next line all the time, knowing I was on the rack.
Yeah, well, none of that going on in Incantata. It's just you. You can control all the laughs and all
That's
the
right.
tears.
That's right.
Stanley Townsend there speaking to me about Incantata, which is at the Gate Theatre in Dublin from tomorrow, the 4th of September through until the 14th. And if you're attending tomorrow night, there'll be a discussion following the performance. Stanley Townsend will be joined by director Sam Yates and poet Paul Muldoon for insight into the work and the creative process of bringing Incantata from page to stage. This event is complimentary to all of those who are ticket holders for tomorrow night's performance, Wednesday the 4th of September. Full details at gatetheatre.ie.